As debate about the border and the status of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. rages on, consider this. In the last year, only 11 individuals were prosecuted for hiring undocumented workers. Three received jail time, and when it comes to companies hiring undocumented workers, there were none. That's according to Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. This is in light of programs like E-Verify, which became state law in Arizona back in 2008, and it highlights calls that the business community has long made for immigration reform. So why, even as the Trump administration cracks down on illegal immigration at the border and increasingly deports undocumented immigrants already living here, are employers rarely held accountable? For more on that, I spoke with Susan Ferris, immigration project manager with the Center for Public Integrity, who wrote about it recently.
The numbers compared to the paltry number of employers for individuals prosecuted for illegal entry are more than 85,700. And then there's another 34,600 prosecuted for reentry. So it's quite a stark comparison.
But you found this isn't uncommon, that the number of employers prosecuted is that low. Like, this has been the case for some time in this country?
Oh, yes. I mean, you can tell that from news coverage over the years. I noticed it in more than 30 years of reporting on immigration, mm-hmm. that prosecution of employers is quite small. The numbers haven't been that different from what we see for the last 12 months. The highest number since about 2004 was 16 individuals who were prosecuted, convicted, and maybe received some jail time. There have been a number of charges filed over the years, but really hasn't been that many.
So what are the laws here then, Susan? Like, are prosecutors not able to prove the cases here?
The way the law is written, it's quite a lift for prosecutors to prosecute because employers have to knowingly employ undocumented immigrants. And the out has always been, since 1986, when the last big immigration reform was approved by Congress and actually made it unlawful to hire undocumented immigrants, which it really wasn't prosecuted in the past, They have to show that they knowingly hired people, and they're not really responsible for checking people's documents' authenticity. I think that's kind of a myth that some people have. The documents just have to look reasonably authentic.
So even if an employer sort of knows, wink, wink, that these are not real documents, somebody's handing them from the Social Security Administration or whatever, they don't have to really verify that.
That's right. They don't have to. And I think what you see is, you're not going to see the top guys involved in checking, in the HR departments, checking people's documents and deciding to thoroughly check them. And you have to be careful with that because you can't discriminate. If you're going to check people's documents with an electronic system that's available, you have to do it for everybody. It's called E-Verify. And when the 1986 law was passed, employers, the business associations, were very nervous about being held accountable. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want anything to be really strict and strident. And there wasn't an electronic system at that point. So what you have is a system where the employers are required to record the information on documents. You have to have, like a green card if you're an immigrant, a permanent residency card, maybe a state license or an ID card, maybe a passport. You have to have a few pieces of ID that are acceptable, a work permit. And then the employer is supposed to record all that and keep it on file. That's a requirement. So you can get fined for not having that information. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, you can kind of protect yourself. And then there's a lot of businesses too that are big businesses that use contractors, agribusiness probably being the biggest example, but you've got lots of other businesses that do that. You can hire contract labor. And so you, as the person above, are not responsible for knowingly hiring undocumented immigrants.
So you're saying that programs like E-Verify, so that's been a big political topic here in the past decade or so, and is required now by businesses in the state that was passed into law, that really isn't going to be the end-all be-all in terms of making sure that everybody who's working in the state is, a legal resident.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, E-Verify can make mistakes. And also, you could be using someone else's social security number, maybe someone you know. I think, it has discouraged some hiring. But what the businesses have said for a long time, and many people don't realize this because they weren't necessarily following this closely, business associations for many years, from small to large, have said, we know we are hiring people who are undocumented. And that's because we have labor shortages. Now, some people don't want to believe that. They think that if you just pay more, you won't be hiring immigrants. Well, maybe in some cases that's true, but I think overall it's been proved frequently in some industries you just have labor shortages. And the 86 law never changed the visa system to take that into account.
The business community, like you mentioned, has also for a long time advocated changes to this system. Like, what would they argue would be helpful?
They want a legalization program for people who are here now because they believe that, they've had people working for them for 20 years, 15 years. I've met people who've worked for the same employer or the same type of employer in the same area for 20 years. And some of these people know how to do the jobs that they want. They're also woven into communities. So a lot of mayors and city council members don't want to see people pushed out of the country. They wonder what's going to happen to their kids. So, and then they want to change to the visa system. They'd like more flexibility where you could sponsor workers.
So I want to ask then, what are the consequences of this? When it's, I guess, a porous system like this, what kind of consequences does that have for workers? Like, we often hear stories in Arizona about, farm workers who are here on visa programs or something like that, being held in pretty horrendous conditions.
Well, that's right. There is evidence of that. I mean, undocumented workers do have, they have less leverage to make demands, to speak up when they're being exploited, when they're not being paid properly. There are a number of states. I know California has tried to not discourage, it's tried to encourage undocumented workers to still report labor violations. That's occurred to some degree. But look at the climate in the country now. People are far less likely to come forward.
All right. That's Susan Ferris, Immigration Project Manager and Senior Reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Susan, thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.